107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Brent from Grand Island Hy-Vee joins me. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. You're so good. Yourself?
I'm doing well. It's just do the weeks go by as fast for you as they do for me?
Yes, they do. I think that's called old age. Not calling you old. I'm just saying I'm old.
I felt it. I didn't just hear it. I felt it. Grand Island Hy-Vee, you got something going on tomorrow that sounds fun. What is Apple Fest?
Yeah, so obviously it's exactly how it sounds. I mean, it's everything that has to do with apples. So from 10 to 2, we'll have a caramel apple dipping station going on. So you can come in,
nice,
purchase your apple, get it dipped and sprinkled the way you'd like. We'll have several apple demos. So every apple we've got in stock, you'll be able to demo those. We've also got several apple and pumpkin fresh baked bakery items that you'll be able to demo and purchase. And then, of course, we'll have homemade pumpkin fluff and apple crisp. And then we'll have fall spirits for those of you that are over 21, if you want to come in and get a cold beverage.
Let's get back to the apple spirits.
Yeah,
but what is the most popular apple? Is there the Granny Smith more popular than, is there a more popular apple?
Yeah, it's actually Honey Crisp and Cosmic Crisp.
So really?
Cosmic Crisp is one that came on the market about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's really taken off. So you want to try those two.
Let's get back to the apple adult
spirits.
Stuff. Yeah, spirits. What's that about?
Well, we'll have obviously several different fall crafted beers, whether they're locally or abroad, but we'll also have several different apple spirits as well that we'll teach you how to make. So we'll have some of those individuals on site teaching you that as well. And of course, you'll be able to sample them if you're 21 or over.
That's what it's when you say, kids, go play.
Yeah.
Go sample the apple spirits.
Well, the kids can go entertain. I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, because we'll have a balloon drop at 1 o'clock. So we'll have balloons dropping from the ceiling at 1 o'clock, and it's for kids. It's several different prizes in there. Grand prize is a $100 Hy-Vee gift card, but there'll be other different things in there as well. So be able to pop a balloon and get a prize.
And this is all tomorrow at Grand Island Hy-Vee.
Correct. 10 to 2, Steve. Yes.
This sounds like a fun time. Have you done this before?
No, we have not. This will be something new. So looking forward to it.
Do you come up with these ideas?
No. That's our events committee. So they meet every Monday. Like I said, they come up with some really unique and fun ideas. And so they drive them home.
It's fantastic.
You bet.
It puts a face. I mean, Hy-Vee is a big store. This puts a nice face on it, right? We get
absolutely
to go in there and see you guys in action.
Yeah. Well, and it's something you don't see normally in a grocery store. So that's what the committee's about. So
I love
creating
it.
Fun and atmosphere.
Could I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
You're store director of Grand Island Hy-Vee. How many employees are there?
Roughly a little over 400 between overnights, during day, and then second shift. So
I didn't know it was that many. I knew there was a lot.
Yeah, 100 full-time and about 300 part-time employees.
Is that overwhelming?
I've got a good staff. I've got individuals that are right underneath me, my right and left-hand people. They take care of them well. So, yeah. But it's fun.
That's fantastic. I mentioned last week, it's worth mentioning again, very impressive to me that I've seen you do everything in that store.
Yeah.
You're not just a store director walking around with your arms folded and saying, you, go whatever. I've seen you get carts. I've seen you watering plants.
Yeah.
I've seen you bagging groceries. I've seen you check out. I've seen you stocking shelves. You do it all. And that's very admirable to me.
I appreciate that, Steve. And again, that's intentional. Obviously, I think that the actions speak louder than words. And also that gives me an opportunity to see what's going on in those different avenues to try to hopefully make improvements or help our staff have more fun.
That's fantastic. Is it too early to start talking about October events?
No, not at all. And actually, this just hit Facebook this past week, so I'm glad you brought that up. So Saturday, October 12th, we're doing a thing called Support Nebraska, and it starts at 10 a.m. That is a Saturday. So we're looking to support Nebraska businesses. So we want you to come out and be a part of our parking lot, inside our store, in front of our building, and just introduce yourself, be able to sell stuff. So we're looking for food trucks to surround the entire parking lot. We're looking for local businesses, whether you're food, clothing, jewelry, coffee, juice, what have you. We want you to come and spend the day with us, introducing yourself to our customers, be a part of Hy-Vee. And of course, during that time, we'll have other things going on. But we're also looking for just an admission. So we're not charging this to the businesses. We're not charging the customers. We're just looking for you to bring a canned good so we can donate that back to Grand Island. Obviously, we're coming up out the holidays here before we know it. And we want to make sure we make a good impression and try to fill up our food banks here in Grand Island.
Nice. And that's next month, October 12th. Will you come in? Well, you'll come in again next week and remind us of this.
Yes, we'll talk about that as well. And then we'll, of course, have several things going on inside Hy-Vee that'll be Hy-Vee driven as far as tailgate, too. So you want to make sure that you stop by and see all the tailgate things we have to offer, whether you're going to a Husker game, high school game, what have you.
Are we going to win tonight?
Gosh, I hope so. It's going to be a tough one. But
it'll be four in a row.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Illinois ranked?
Yep, they are. They are. I think it'll be a fun game.
Let's see what happens. Again, the Market Grill Express, we could watch the game there, right?
That's right, Steve. That's right.
And is get it some 7?
7 o'clock kickoff,
who,
I remember
who
right.
Who chooses these? Well, why is it on a Friday this week?
I think it's about all the dollar bills, Steve. Whatever speaks.
The almighty dollar.
That's right.
Now, in the Market Grill Express, you do, is it once a month you have the music trivia with our friend Lori Lou?
Yeah, so we have partnered up with Lori Salter, and every third Tuesday, she does a music bingo. It starts at 6:30. If you've not been to one of her events, you've got to go. She's not only at Hy-Vee, she's at other locations as well. She does a tremendous job. She entertains the crowd. She's very energetic. And then, of course, when she's at our place, we've got a special going on. It's an $8 burger. Gets you fries or tots and a fountain drink. And then, of course, we have dollar domestic beers going on during that time frame, too.
Now, she does music. I've been to her trivia, which is fantastic.
Yep.
You know, and the reason why you have a team is because you're good at some things and you're right. Not good at others. Absolutely. But I'm not familiar with her music bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, you should come, Steve. I mean, she has different themes every Tuesday when she comes. I know she does different themes other places, too. I know lately it's seen, I think she's been focusing on 80s. I know she did an air band last Tuesday she was in with us. So it's a lot of fun. You have to come out and check us out. So
what would be your best subject if you were going to do trivia? Is it music?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say probably 90s rock for me, but I'm not going to, you know, boast on myself. So,
and so the next music bingo with, she likes to be referred to as Lori Lou, by the way.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Lori Lou, it's once a month? Is it the same Tuesday?
Yep, third Tuesday of every month. So she just had one this past Tuesday, and then we'll look forward to having her in October as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Brent, keep up the good work and be a regular guest every Friday. This is your slot.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Steve.
Fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow at Apple Fest at Grand Island Hy-Vee. It's from 10 to 2, Caramel Apple Dipping Station. Again, will you be wearing a chef hat?
Yeah. No, because I am not traditionally, I'm not a licensed chef, so.
But I've seen you with the chef hat. Yeah. It's a good look for you.
I appreciate that,
Not everybody
that, Steve.
Can pull that thing off.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Man One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.